Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Rapid expansion?
We're ready.
Economic crisis?
We're good.
Worker shortage?
Good.
AI?
Got it.
What if a celebrity buys the company?
Depends on who it is, but we're good.
What if a global internet outage sends us back to the Stone Age?
We're good.
Anything can change the world of work.
Say the world turns into one of those zombie shows.
Which one?
Any of them.
Relax, we've got ADP.
From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, are you guys ready? Okay. Live from Burbank, sold out show at Flappers. Put your hands together for Unhinged with Chris Kleppen.
You guys, what the f***?
Oh my God.
Whoa. What? Oh my God. Guys. Oh my God, the mic feels smaller. I feel scared. This should never have happened. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100th episode, sold out, live recording of Unhinged with Chris Kleppen. We are Unhinged with Chris Kleppen, and we're all shitting ourselves a little bit because we just found out like an hour ago that this was sold out. So if you can't tell, we're going to say it like a lot. But this is Jake, Justin, Sam.
Los Angeles, make some f***ing noise!
That's Justin's big dream. It's like a Make-A-Wish day. Now, because we are also recording it, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Kleppen wherever you get your podcasts. And, we post the videos up on youtube.com/Chris, so watch this happen in real time. You can see the sweat running down all of our backs. What else do we... Oh, yeah. Suddenly I forget how to fucking do this. Be sure to rate and review. Give it 5 stars. Yada, yada, yada. I'm super excited to... I can't believe we made it, 100 fucking episodes. It's technically, today we're standing at, 97, so this is coming out in a little bit. Whoopsies. But before, any episode, I want to do some shout-outs. And because we're in Los Angeles, I wanted to shout-out Angel City Pit Rescue, because that's where I got my dog from. I'm really rethinking this fucking jacket. Wow, it was a lot colder in here before you all got food. And then I also... No, we're not taking it off. The shirt underneath does no favors for me. Thank you. And then the second... shout out I wanted to do is LA Family Housing. They're someone I worked with a lot while I lived here. I think everyone should have a fucking home, especially in number one country in the world, whatever. So both of those will be down below. This feels so fucking weird to be doing in a room full of people. Those links will be down below, and you guys are we're here in person. Please, if you have any extra money or you want to do something good for your birthday or for someone's birthday, go donate to those. And wait, I need to open this goddamn bottle of champagne. Can you hold this? This has been shaken quite a lot from the entrance walk, so...
Everyone look out.
It's SeaWorld, bitch. You're in the splash zone. Flappers, I'm so f***ing sorry.
Hey!
Turns out, I don't spill it. Okay, we... Because this episode is coming out in a little bit. Pop culture. It's a little tricky to do. So I did what I wanted. Does anyone want the cork? Is anyone a hoarder like me? There you go. Hold it. It's going to be in a shoebox. In 20 years, you're going to find it and be like, what the f*** was this for? It's happened multiple times to me. I save every cork. I have never bought one of those, like, National Enquirer, the Globes, like those really... You're the first person I've ever seen wearing middle kid in human life that's not a friend. I'm dead serious. Everyone, every single other person in my life has been like, Chris, here's a picture. Here's, I'm like, that's f***ing cool. Oh my God. I hate this experience. I've become such a f***ing introvert in the pandemic. I'm like, oh my God, it's sold out. Are we sure? Can we refund people? Anyways. Whoa.
Oh, look. She's got one too.
Oh, you're just showing your tits. I love it. You're like, woo! Wow, thank you to everybody who's, I mean, got middle kid. That was not the point. It just took me by surprise. Whew. Anyways, in the grocery store, there are like those really sleazy things. So I thought this is just a timeless, timeless activity. And there were some pretty crazy stories because, once again, I am an introvert. This segment is kind of for me to know what's going on in the world because I probably should. And first up, this I think is from, what was the magazine? Star?
National Enquirer.
No, no,
or
no.
In Touch.
In Touch.
Yeah.
Mm, love. Guys, also the way they talk about people in these, insane. Kendall tells friends Bad Bunny is the one. Get ready for another televised Kardashian wedding. Sources tell In Touch that Kendall Jenner feels she found her soulmate in rapper Bad Bunny and wants to marry him. Who are these sources? Like, I mean, like, I like my friends who like don't even have Instagram, I'm like afraid to tell people their secrets. I'm like, oh my God. They've only been dating for 6 months. That's been the longest 6 months of my life. They've only been dating for 6 months, but things are serious and it feels right to Kendall. She's hinted at him being engaged, her mom, whatever. Mostly, I saw that when I was like, this could be fun. I don't care. It's just like the problem about being an introvert. I get like halfway through these and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. The one I was really interested in on this page is what happened to Simon's face. Has anybody heard about Simon? What's his?
Cowell.
I almost said Garfunkel. That would be such a different story because isn't he dead?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No, he's new. No. Simon Garfunkel, love that you're still alive. Simon Cowell has copped to getting a facelift, veneers, Botox, and fillers over the years, but now some fans think he's gone too far. If you saw the picture, I wish like everyone, it's like, yeah, maybe he's gone too far. He looks like a Frankenstein character that's in stores. Like, I was in Target. They are selling Halloween shit at the end of July. I mean, yeah, no, I love Halloween. Girl, can we at least get back to school first? Damn. Some people need their notebooks. Someone told him to just straight up... I love the journalism in this. So, like, the second sentence. Just stop doing plastic surgery, pleaded one online commenter. Oh my God. I mean, like, I think that's funny, but then I receive shit like that, and I'm like, I'm quitting the internet. I'm, like, so serious, you laugh. Simon, 63. Wow, he looks awful for being 63. Previously admitted to... Listen, guys can take it, okay? They've been judging women for being 30 for decades. This time around, plastic surgeon... I love when they pull in other doctor surgeons, yeah. Plastic surgeon, Dr. Anthony Yoon, who hasn't treated the America's Got Talent judge, suspects the star... has had jabs of Botox to smooth his forehead and lift his eyes. He also may have had injections around his mouth. Hopefully the injections were recent, as the effects can often settle down within weeks. The surgeon is like, okay, yeah, here's some facts, but also here's some shade. Next up, this is from, I think, the Globe. Wow, I have not held a print media in so long. Katy Perry tries to take old man's dream house. This, I'm like, this is the shit I'm into because it's like so random. Idol Meanie insists, like, that's journalism. Someone went to college. Who wrote this? They don't even put their names. I'm obsessed with this. They're like, I don't want it. Idolmania insists she has contract, but 83-year-old says surgery left him dazed. Already branded a mean girl for mocking contestants on American Idol, game show judge Katy Perry is... Can you imagine writing the song I Kissed a Girl and being called game show judge Katy Perry? Listen, put some respect on that. I mean, come on. She made hits. Made being the key word. Oh my God, Katy Perry is now locked in a feud with a dying 83-year-old Army veteran. That would be my bio on social media so fast. Currently, like, in a feud with a dying 83-year-old Army veteran. Wow. He's now accusing her of cruelly trying to kick him out of his home. The heart-wrenching court battle exploded when Katy, 38, and her baby daddy, Pirates of the Caribbean star... This was written September 4th, 2023, just for the record. It is not, in fact, 2001. Like, when was the last time a Pirate of the Caribbean movie came out? Literally, though. Like, that's not a joke. Like, basically, this guy is dying and, like, came out of surgery, but the contract for the house already started. And Katie's like, no, swish, swish, that's my house. And the guy's like, no, 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 I'm, like, literally about to die. Can you wait? Ironically, Katie was involved in another battle with a senior citizen over a house that ended in tragedy. What? I didn't even get to this part. We all know my reading skills. The Roar singer had bought the home from LA's Catholic Archdiocese in 2015, where five nuns lived and challenged the... She's like, let me change my bio from feuding with nuns to feuding with a dying 83-year-old Army veteran. Tragically, the battle ended during a 2018 hearing when one of the nuns, 89-year-old Sister Catherine, collapsed and died in... Is this real?
She's like the Grim Reaper.
Is this... That nun is like, you mess with the wrong bitch. She's like, if there's one thing I got on lock, it's the afterlife. Okay, this one is about no one and famous, but I wanted to read the entirety of it, which is why we're only doing like three of these. I thought I was going to read that whole one. My attention span didn't even last. Okay. I don't actually know how crazy this is, so maybe trigger warning. I love that maybe was put in there when this is the title of the f***ing article. Delivery room doctor tore my baby's head off. Maybe a trigger warning. I don't know. That's the title, and it starts with blunders by delivery room medics ended in horror. Blunder. Imagine your child's head getting ripped off and being called a blunder. Oops. This is also from the Globe. I might have to get a subscription. I always wondered how these things like stayed in business. People like me. Blunders by delivery room medics ended in horror when a baby's head was literally pulled off during a difficult birth. Oh, this... Okay, I was thinking this was maybe kind of fake until I heard gasps. Yeah, okay. Sparking a massive hospital cover-up of the gruesome tragedy, chilling court papers charge. Still can't read. 100 episodes deep. Now heartbroken 20-year-old Jessica Ross is suing Dr. Tracy St. Julian and Georgia's Southern Regional Medical Center in Riverdale, claiming the hospital never told her about her infant's decapitation.
No.
Wow. I am just going to say what is coming to my head. How do you hide that?
Super glue.
Like, bro, that was not me. I did not say that for the record. Cancel him. I mean, oh my God, what? Anyways, and she only learned about it, about the horror from the funeral home burying her baby. This is, I butchered it, okay? We need some comedic relief in this. The suit also charges the cover-up continued when hospital officials urged the baby's father, Travian Taylor, against demanding an autopsy and pushed him to have the body cremated instead of sending the tiny corpse to a... We didn't need that wording. Jesus Christ. Where the truth was later discovered. The ghastly delivery room incident was also... Wait a second. A f***ing cover-up? The baby's coming out of her! Right? Am I doing this math wrong? Which is possible. That is possible. Okay. There's some things we don't get answers to in this lifetime. Me knocking on heaven's gates as if that's happening. Hi, what happened to the lady's baby? Did that really happen? Or come on, God, you can tell me. I'm not a source for in touch. The nightmare began after... I don't think I can read this anymore. Yeah, I think we're done. Yeah, that's the end of pop culture. Yeah, thank you. That is the end of pop culture.
Hello, Chris. Congrats on your 100th episode, girly. My question for you is, what is the hardest drug you've ever done, and what happened when you did it? Or take a drink.
Is that mine to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Perfect
thank
time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. So for this episode, I wanted to say this at the beginning, but I was sort of having a panic attack. I wanted to make this episode really like a compilation of the last 100 episodes that we have done on the podcast. A lot of them have dealt with drinking, which... Yeah, I don't know what you said, but I don't want to know. So I thought, you know, I tried to get guests here. It turns out, same night as the Streamies, Hollywood's biggest event. I can't believe those are still going. Okay. So we didn't get a guest, so I figured I would ask past guests to do a fun little truth or drink. So I guess let's start. I know. I was trying to pretend like I didn't hear that question. I'll answer. You know, we're in Los Angeles, the HQ of the Slopes. I've hit the Slopes a few times. Can't anymore. Cannot. Just any future employers, if this doesn't work out and you're going to hire me, I do not hit the Slopes anymore. I can barely have cold brew. Oh, and there's Andrew right now. If you thought I wasn't going to call your ass out, bitch. The best thing about Andrew is he really just runs to the...
I'm sorry.
It's okay, girl. We just watched your video. F*** you. Yeah, we've been started. It started at 5.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's...
No, it's
doors at 5. Thank you. We'll talk after. To answer your question, I have hit the Slopes a few times. And what happened? Oh, I did one of it. One time. I'm trying to make it just not sound... like an episode of, I don't watch any shows, Jesus, that aren't like reality TV. I'm like,
My Strange Addiction.
Yeah, like people are doing cocaine in your bathroom. Beverly Hills fans out there, thank you. Yeah, woo. Yeah, thank you. The person who got me hooked on them is here. Thank you. So one time when I hit the Slopes, it was my graduation from college, which I feel like is like the hall pass of days to do that. Don't do it anymore, by the way, guys. It's scary out there. That shit's filled with fentanyl. It's not cute. Just like, weed from a dispensary or alcohol or... I'm like, get fucked up, because I'm doing stand-up after this. I just had like a fucking nervous breakdown. I remember I was out in Hell's Kitchen in New York, and I was in like... I mean, I thought I was sweating now. I could feel the... You know those times where you feel like the sweat like forming out of like the little pores or however sweat works? Like that, I could like feel it forming... Three of my friends, because I had a full-time job at that point, three of my friends had gotten fired, and they were like the only other young people at the office. And I was like, oh my f***ing God, I'm going to die. I've signed up for a job that I need to have. I have no friends, and I'm on And that was what happened. So thank you, Andrew. I am also going to drink.
Hi, Chris and team. Congrats on 100 episodes
of
Unhinged with Chris Clemens. That's amazing. So my question is for Chris. Listen, who's the person in your life that you tell that you love their outfits, but in reality you think they're horrendous? So answer it or take a drink.
I mean, like, guys, shut the f*** up, first of all. None of you asked that, but shut up. They're usually, like, my straight friends. And I'm just saying that because, like, I am not expecting them to wear the same things I would wear. And, like, I know when an outfit looks good. For the most part, I've gotten, in this day and age, really good at being like, I don't think this is your best, you know? I can safely say to the friends in this room, I see most of you... I tell you when I don't like it. I feel good with y'all. It is really the straight people who I'm like, yeah, I mean, there. I don't have any alternatives to throw out. Like, no, you got the button down. You got the khakis. Do you have spare? There's Sperry's. Got it. Thank you so much. Yeah. Probably, yeah, like my friends from high school. I'm not going to put them on blast like that because that would be f***ed up. But, yeah, I'd probably say my friends from high school because we just have, like, different styles. Although, yeah, they're straight. Oh, my God, wait. This is so exciting. Sorry, I totally took your run of show because I'm, like, drowning up here, mostly in my own sweat. Now, because this is being recorded, I do want to send out the prompt for next week's episode to call in to 310-844-6459. And I want you to call in with the juiciest rumor or gossip that you're sitting on. We did this on a previous episode, and it was, like, my favorite thing ever. It was, like, exactly... It's exactly what I want the pop culture to be, but it just never ends up being like that. So that's the prompt. Call in, 310-844-6459. Oh, my God, I love my therapist. Okay, work. Are you Melissa? I know your picture from my Patreon. Wow, I really took a risk. Big risk, medium reward. Now, we sent out a Google form. God, they need to think of some snazzier name for that. It sounds really, I'm like, I work in an office. We sent out a Google form because we do this thing where people call in about things that they want help with or solved with. So we sent out a Google form. Take a shot every time I say Google form, holy f***. And we have some people that we want you to come up. Is Morgan Stolzig in the building? Yeah. All right, come on up. Wow, you are in the hardest part of the room to get out of. Or no, there's individual. I can't see a goddamn thing. I've seen enough in my defense. Yeah, so you came up. Or no, you're coming up. You told us. Yeah, you can come up to this mic. Up on the stage. Come on up, girl.
Everybody, yeah, welcome Morgan.
Give Morgan a round of applause. So, Morgan, you said you got a dumbass tattoo when you were 15. Do I cover it because it's stupid or leave it because it's a funny memory? So what's the funny... You're talking to the... It's okay. Get, it's okay. Take a... Just, yeah, sit. Do you want a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, we actually need these cups. I'm so sorry. What's the... Oh, God, not a water. Jesus. What is this, Astrofest? Jesus. We need alcohol here, not water. What is the tattoo?
It's a couple things.
Oh, okay, got it.
Can I give a little backstory?
Yeah, please. I would hope you would.
Okay, so when I was like a textbook good girl in high school, I didn't drink, I didn't like smoke, I didn't do anything. So I got kind
of... God, we're all in the same fucking room. I mean, it really would do. Raise your hand if you have that backstory. Jesus Christ, that was worse than I was expecting.
Okay.
God.
Me too. Wow, okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yep, so we're all on the same page.
So, I kind of got teased for that, and I didn't want to, like, cave in and, like, drink, but I wanted to do something rebellious, so I went to, like, the bowels of Facebook and found this guy that, who was willing to tattoo minors, and I don't remember...
I mean, where do we even start? What in the fucking Globe tabloid is that? Oh my God. Okay. And loves to tattoo minors.
I don't even remember what I filtered to get there.
I can't imagine what you filtered to get there.
I just got there and broke a few like rules that day. I was only 15.
Few rules, a couple laws, whatever.
No big. So I was like 15, only had my permit, was driving another minor because I convinced my friend to get one with me.
I should have said like 20 more times. I'm doing great. Wow.
So we get to the bad part of town.
Where they tattoo minors. Yeah. Got right. That.
And it's what everyone's thinking. It was a garage in a very sketchy area.
That's a lot better than what I was thinking. Okay. For the record.
Good. Okay. I want to give him props, though. He was very clean. And he had a lot of sterilized everything.
Such a good guy. He had Lysol wipes before it was cool.
Right.
Holy f***. I love you guys. Like, there's really times where I f***ing wanted to stop this podcast. But stories like this keep me going.
Well, okay, so we get there, and I couldn't decide what I wanted, and he's like, he said, do you have any ideas? And I was like, I have like three. And he's like, do you want all three? And I said, sure.
So I said, sure.
I said, all right. So it's kind of going from my hip to the start of like the cheek. And
oh, it's a panorama.
It's a panorama. Woo. Yeah, for sure. And it's a there's a mama elephant and her baby.
In the room with us, or that's the tattoo? I mean, yes. I wouldn't put it past this guy to have a f***ing, like, Tiger King situation. I mean, Jesus Christ. The f*** is happening?
For sure.
So the tattoo is of an elephant and a baby elephant.
Well, that's one of them. And then
right, because there's two more. Yeah, okay.
The
that
counts as one.
Oh, right, yes.
I'm gonna drop dead.
This, can I swear?
Yeah.
Babe, how many episodes of the podcast have you listened
to? All of them.
We bleep on YouTube because, listen, my channel's been a f***ing tanking ship. That some billionaires are visiting right now. It's scary. So we've had to bleep. Good. But yes, you can cuss. Okay. Big time. I just talked about
c***ing. Okay, word.
And I said it again. So that will be bleeped on YouTube. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, Justin.
So the one's the elephant. The second, it's literally making like a V going down. So the elephant and the mom are big on the top. And then in the middle, there's just the word
Just the word. Wow, Justin, sorry for the editing you're going to have to do for this episode, but it is worth it. Okay, real quick, where do we think the third tattoo is going? We have baby elephant, mother elephant, and where the f*** is this going? Oh, Jesus. This is why I won't have kids. I mean, like, whole... No. Just for the record, living for you.
Thank you.
Living, dying, shitting, breathing.
Well, yeah.
If this were my kid, I'd be having a f***ing heart attack hearing this.
My dad, even though he's seen all these tattoos, now he still doesn't know the story, so I've still never... I'm too scared.
Yeah, so I came to a live show, and I'm talking... I love y'all. Okay, so third tattoo, hit us.
It's a peach wearing a tiara.
That's tasteful. It's for all the Super Mario girlies out
very
there.
Very feminine.
Queen Peach.
Right.
Princess Peach, whatever she is.
Yeah, exactly.
So okay.
It's a little... Yeah.
I mean... So do you cover them up? Is that the question?
Yeah.
The elephant one seems like a pretty big cover-up job. I would talk to the hospital from the story that we read about.
Right.
That the other ones... I don't know. I think keep them all. Like, are they visible right now?
No.
Okay, then you're set. You're set.
It's more... Never mind. But it's...
No. After that, no. Where was that going? What's the exception?
Think about it. The only time they are visible...
is when your other is out. So, I mean... Right? Right? Someone had to say it, and it's the guy with the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would keep... I mean, you seem like you want him out.
I genuinely don't know. I can't decide.
So you came to me, great.
Of course.
I say keep... make some noise if you think she should keep him. Okay, got it. Now, don't be scared. Make some noise if you think she should get rid of him.
Oh. Damn.
Some of you guys are not telling your friends their outfits are ugly. I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm part of them. I say keep it.
Okay.
You seem to be a little worried about the whole story time that you're going to have to do before other story times happen. But, like, I say keep them. Like, that story is... Are you in therapy? Just random question. Not related.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Keep them. Okay. That's a fun story. I mean, look at this. We had a great f***ing time listening to this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. That, I mean... Give it up for Morgan, guys.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you so much. Oh my God, that was epic. Oh, it's that's okay. I don't think there's a single person in here not sweating. And if you're not, who's your doctor, bitch? All right, next up, Hannah Waltz. Are you in the room? Oh, get on up here. Let's hear it for Hannah. Now, Hannah's coming on up, but the debate she needs solved. When is it acceptable to wear red hats again? I have a Seinfeld hat I love, but from behind, I look low-key MAGA. Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Have we all, like, had a red hat that we just don't wear anymore? Like, is that a thing? Because I do. I don't. It has white font. Like, it's not happening. It's a MAGA hat. I'm just kidding. This shit is so ugly.
I bought it pre-election. Pre-election.
A MAGA hat?
Yeah. No.
She admitted. Kill her! I'm kidding, guys. Politics don't divide us. So have you worn it since?
I have worn it out once, and it's like was a really weird interaction with people who were mostly passing from behind me. They kind of went like I could tell.
You're like,
they
it's Seinfeld. Checking.
They're like, it's Seinfeld. It's Seinfeld.
I mean, I don't think it'll ever. I think we all have like the trauma, you know. I think we have the red hat trauma. Mm-hmm. I think just wear it. You know,
wear it backwards.
That is so Justin. Guys,
thank you.
For someone who only wanted to say Los Angeles make some noise, that was one of the best things you've ever said. Justin, wear it backwards. Are you a big backwards hat girl?
And not at all.
Well, you are now. You are now. Oh my God. That is genius, Justin. Because no one wears a MAGA hat backwards, right? They don't know front from back. Yeah. Anyway.
Only the cool Trumpers.
I don't know if that exists. Anyways, wear your red hat, girl. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Yeah, no, wow. We all really worry about wearing a red hat. It's so fun, like, reading things on the internet. And then you're like, oh, other people do it too. Thank God. Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I would like to thank the sponsor, which is HelloFresh. If you guys do not know, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. As a lot of you guys know, I love cooking at home, but being on the go and traveling, it's hard for me to buy groceries because I feel like a lot of them just go bad. And especially with in-season produce, for example, I want to be able to try as many as I can in different recipes. And with HelloFresh, I can taste all the freshness of fall in every bite of HelloFresh's chef-crafted recipes. And the produce travels from the farm to your door for peak ripeness that you can taste. Speaking personally, fall is a really busy time of year, and HelloFresh makes whipping up a home-cooked dinner actually doable with quick and easy options, including their 15-minute meals. That's less time than it would take to get delivery, and with everything pre-portioned and delivered right to your door every week, it's just a no-brainer. As someone who is a creature of habit and makes the same thing over and over and over, I love HelloFresh additionally because they allow me to try new recipes and different cuisines, and then I have that recipe forever. And I find myself actually going back to make a lot of older HelloFresh recipes with ingredients that I might get from the store, the farmer's market, and like the pre-portioned ingredients. My God, as someone who hates measuring things, mwah, 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 mwah! Now, if you want to try out HelloFresh for yourself, go to HelloFresh.com/50unhinged and use code 50unhinged for 50% off plus free shipping. Guys, use code 50unhinged for 50% off America's number one meal kit plus free shipping. Thank you so much, HelloFresh, for supporting the podcast the way you do. And let's get back to the live episode. What are we doing now? Oh, hot or not? Oh, this is going to be a free-for-all. So something I love is being a judgmental tattoo that she has, the second one. I saved you the editing.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at that, with a smart way. So we're gonna play Hot or Not. You guys just scream out something you think I should say is hot or not. I mean, wow, now that I'm saying this out loud, bleak. Go.
Space Force. Ooh.
That's rough that's the one I heard. You guys seem like you love Star Wars. Is that true? Is that Star Wars? Space military branch. Perfect. Where all of my taxes go, and I wish they wouldn't. Yeah. What's it called?
Space Force.
Space Force. Okay, here's the gag. There's like so many fucking homeless people in America. There's so many people without drinking water. Space. Least of our problems. Where I want to go, but least of our problems. Not. I'm going to say not. You know? But thank you. That was a really intelligent one. Do we have any other hot or not?
Frogs.
Clogs. Ooh.
Cowboy hats.
Okay, let's go. One at a time. Thank you. Love the energy. Easy. Love the energy. But okay, what was it? Clogs?
Clogs and cowboy.
Clogs I get. They're ugly, but like they're so, almost so ugly it like comes back around. It's like, whoa. You either just got off a shift or you know comfort. Or both. I say hot. Rock your clogs. Rock out with your clog out.
Money.
Money? Yeah. Oh, so hot. Oh. I mean, I am like rock hard thinking about it. Money. Because my ass and my anus, because I'm fine. I'm just kidding. We do not have rights for that. Thank you. Mullets. The room divided. Yes. Mullets. Okay. I was kind of team mullet until the other day when I was talking to someone who was wearing a hat and they had a mullet and I was like, okay, this is kind of hot. Then I stalked their Instagram and saw them without a hat and it was not hot. They have a receding hairline that's going to like 1950. I was like, oh, so the mullet's just it all pushed. Let's bring the party to the front. Close the business. Party in front, nothing in back. How do we feel about mullets? Yeah. All right, now the people who hate it are like, finally, our turn. Not into mullets. So as a group, no mullets. Sorry. What else? Prolapse? Zola. I literally was like, oh. I'm going to go with not. What was it?
Zoloft.
Zoloft besties. I am not a Zoloft. I have a couple of besties who are on Zoloft, some of which are in the room. I am, what do I take? Lexapro and Wellbutrin. Let's hear some noise. And that actually brings us to our ad break, which is brought to you by... No, I'm kidding. That would be iconic if we were sponsored by Big Pharma. Back to money. Hot. Just kidding. I would be like, you don't have to pay me. Can I please just have a lifetime supply of like just those two? I don't even want the others. Let's do one more. Conan O'Brien. I heard country music. You know, I've been to a country concert when I was like straight and in high school. It was fine. You know, totally fine. I love drinking, so that was a great excuse. Yeah. Conan O'Brien. Goddess, I have not thought about him in a minute. Or like an hour. What's he up to?
Podcasting.
Oh, he has a podcast. Oh, f*** him. He's competition. Dude. There's only room for one, Conan! I wonder who it'll be. What are we doing next? I keep asking. But drinking. Drinking.
Hi, Daddy Chris.
Hi, Caitlin.
You caught me at such a weird time. I'm sitting here eating my annual salad of grains. And I just wanted to let you know that I love you and I think you're gorgeous. And congratulations on 100 episodes of your podcast.
I can't take any of my friends seriously.
But I do have a question for you. And my question for you is, who is the largest celebrity you've ever offended? and I need you to be honest. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
I'm honored that that's like in the realm of my life. I don't think I've ever offended. Someone's like, oh, where do we get our refunds? This. The biggest celebrity I've ever offended. I should have probably like watched. I asked all my friends, like past guests, to send these. I didn't watch them. I did watch like two. Didn't watch that one. Probably should have, so I had answers faster. Also, guys, shout out to Taylor. Really quick. She's iconic and she's one of us. And everybody, tip your f-ing bartenders. Yeah. Period. Your servers, everybody. I'm trying to stall, but I was too busy thinking about how much I'm sweating while saying this. The biggest, I don't know if I've offended, but I did. I went to an event during Fashion Week when I lived in New York, and it was like this big Harper's Bazaar icons party. I was like someone's plus one. I was an icon in training. and we were about to walk the carpet, and people are like wearing gowns. It's like just shy of the Met Gala, it felt. I am there in, I was like so f-ing broke at this point. I was like there in like a leather jacket and like a white button down. I think I wore a tie, like one of those looks. And I'm like sitting there sweating just as hard as I am now. And this lady cuts it. We're about to get on the carpet. This lady cuts in front of us and goes, excuse me, we have two people coming. And I was like, we've been waiting. The line's back there. It's Kim and Kanye. I swear to f***ing God, I think I'm not going to try and find the picture because it truly might take forever and I don't even know if I had it. I have the mental snapshot so vividly. So vividly. And that was after physically running into Kendall Jenner. Like, it was my nightmare. It was my nightmare. It was like her publicist. So like, I would say that's like the closest I've gotten to offending was like, there's a line. And I'm like, oh, wow, Kim and Kanye, they're short. They're short. Her ass is just huge. It was, at least. I don't know if it's been sucked out, but it was. Oh my God, I just remember thinking, like, holy shit. Okay, I'm doing no drinking during this game. I really should probably start.
Hey, Chris. Happy 100th episode. I'm in an airport lounge bathroom right now, and this has really prompted my question for you, which is, what is the strangest thing you've ever done in an airport? I love you, by the way.
I do remember that one. I mean, what are we doing here, guys? I drank a little too much. No, I mean, I got a f- in the stall.
Yeah!
I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh, I forgot that this is, like, recorded. I'm sitting here thinking, like, my secret's safe with 200 people. F- yeah. Shit. Okay, well, whoopsies. Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of the airport mostly because I'm going to finish say this sentence. I'm usually really high and then other also carrying stuff with me. Yeah, queen. Yeah, smuggler. Queen, legend, icon. Drug smuggler international. yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll leave it at that. That's, you know, it's bad when that's the good answer. Oh, we're doing it. That's hot, did someone say? That is hot. Yeah, everyone get a in the airport. What are we doing here? That was TSA, the sucking agency. That was really not worth it. Don't laugh. Guys, don't laugh. That was really so f***ing stupid. All right, now we are going to go to the audience. You guys also in the same Google form. That's not funny. Take a f***ing drink. Oh! Oh, shit. Okay, got it. You guys listed things that you needed advice on, and can Riley Greenberg come up to the... Are they here? Woo! Get on up! Yeah. Woo! Make some noise for Riley, come on!
Riley!
I'm just kidding. It's like terrifying coming up onto the stage, walking through the crowd, it's awful. Should have like flown in like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. Anyways, hi Riley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
What was the advice you needed? I mean, I see it, but I figured...
Is it the 1975?
Yeah, talking okay.
Sorry.
What is it again?
So, I'm here for college in California, and
woo! College! No. You're going to be proud of yourself later. You will. See, parents, if you're in the room, I do something.
And I actually live in New Jersey, so...
Joyzy! East Coast! Woo!
So, my sister wants me to skip class and fly back home to go to a 1975 concert.
Yes, yes. As someone who was never in class, yes. Oh, God, I just, like, totally went... I was like, good for you being in college. I'm like, look at how close I was to dropping out.
Oh, my God, she's gonna love this.
I think you should. Are you, like, a 1975 diehard?
Yes.
Do you like your sister?
I love my sister.
Do you like school?
No, I'm a chem major.
So there we go. I mean, is there anything else you need advice on? That seemed like an easy one. Jesus. No? Okay, then good for you, girl. Thank you so much, Riley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, next up, Elise Sprouls. It's not an episode if I'm not butchering one of your names. Is
yeah,
someone
Elise.
Here?
Yes.
Elise? Oh, hi. I can't see Oh, wow. That's how that works. Oh, yeah, there's stairs. Let's everybody make some noise for Elise.
Yeah.
Here. Well, are you a graceful person? I'm not either, so let's just... Oh!
Yeah.
Like I said, splash zone. I'm so sorry, sir. I will mop that up. I really will. It's water. Oh, thank God. No. It was my idea. If anyone should leave, it's me. Where's the door? All right, what's the advice you need?
Can I get a reminder?
It's how to figure out if I'm bisexual. Let's hear it. Put in the B in LGBTQ. So...
Okay, yeah, so...
Give us the globe.
Name's Elise. I was in one of those long-term relationships with a man.
How was that?
Okay, honestly.
Okay, guys! Listen! If you're gonna be a f***ing ally, be an ally. What the f*** is happening? Jesus.
Honestly,
she didn't say she was straight.
Honestly, yeah. I'm kidding.
Enjoy the process. Talking
still,
in the mic. Okay. Sorry, that was... sorry. Sorry, I'm like trying to...
No,
I'm going through a lot.
You're the expert, I'm not. I'm trying to like look at you.
No, I know. It's really... We should have thought about it.
Yeah, no. Still got love for him, so it's nothing against
good.
Him. And definitely like into men. Like, I love that whole situation.
I get it.
But since moving to LA, I'm like, oh, you know, it's kind of more... more open out here.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, it's more open, I guess. There are pockets of Jersey. Yeah. Over and out.
Chris Christie's from my town, so.
And that was a mic drop.
Yeah, so I just struggling like how to know for sure, I guess, but also like, I feel like they're like, oh, people who are straight don't question it. So.
No.
Maybe, I don't know.
You don't think there's straight men who haven't thought about going to town on, like, who's a f***ing athlete? Exactly, a wrong audience. Sorry, I did not... Didn't read the room at all. It's like LeBron James. You don't think straight men are like, do I want to dribble down his court? I mean, yes. I don't think that means... Have you, like, hooked up with a girl?
When I was, like... younger in like elementary school.
Say space,
I don't know,
guys.
You're younger and you're figuring things out. But so
yeah,
like,
period. Say you tell them.
Is that like valid experience? Because it happened with.
Well, how do you feel about it?
It happened with more.
This is my show, bitch. Sit on.
This is really exposing myself. It happened.
Oh,
with, like...
girl. Listen to the 96 other episodes we've done. That's exposing
it
yourself.
It definitely happened with more than one girl. And both of them...
In elementary school?
I think so.
Work!
Not at the same time, to clarify.
Oh, work. Oh, my God. I was, like, afraid of my shadow in elementary school.
And a lot of the girl best friends that I had, like, in middle school, high school, they have all since come out. And so
okay.
Like,
you're like, I'm next.
Yeah. So, I don't...
I mean, I would say...
Like, I got to experience...
Yeah, like, you're an adult now. Let's...
Yeah.
Let's go out. Let's kiki it up. Like, go try and flirt with girls. Okay. Try and kiss them. I mean, consensually, all obviously, all of the above.
Funny one.
Yeah, like eat some. I was gonna say that, but I feel like I've really like said a lot this episode and was trying to save Justin from more bleeping.
It's okay.
Okay, eat some. Nothing will. I mean, whatever you're questioning, just put it, whatever it is you're questioning, in your mouth and see how you feel.
Honestly, solid advice. So.
Right? What else do you do? Pray on it? Tried that.
I was raised Catholic.
So yeah, same. Yeah. We all have the same fucking origin story. Wow. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, eat some. I mean, if you don't like it, maybe you like it a little. You can. Yeah, there's everything is a spectrum.
True.
You know, like you can like mostly men and still love.
Partake in.
Yeah, partake in some roast beef. Or. Ew. Shut up. Be an adult. Yeah, I think. Yeah, just try that. And
yeah.
Not. I mean, I will not be able to tell you.
Okay.
You're gonna have to tell you.
This is the first time I've really ever told anyone.
Oh my god! Congratulations. So.
Yeah, girl. Oh my god.
Go eat some. What?
I should go this way.
Yeah, the stairs are free. Yeah, let's. We learned. There's one thing we do with this podcast. We learn. We learn a lot. Wow, thank you guys for all the participation. Love that.
Hi, Chris. Happy Aaron. 100th episode. I'm so proud of you. But I would like to know,
I told them all to say that,
if you could say one nice positive thing about James Charles, and if you cannot, you must take a drink. Okay, love you. Ciao, ciao.
Womp womp, yeah. Because I have to do stand up later, and I don't want to bomb.
Yeah.
No, he's entertaining. Wow, please make more dance videos. Crazy. Oh my, I am obsessed. They are bad. Oh my god, there's more.
Hi, Chris. Congrats on your 100th episode. Congratulations on having such an amazing show.
Thank you.
What is the weirdest thing you've done in front of a famous person? And who was it? Truth or drink?
What do people think I'm doing? I live in Delaware. What was that question? The most embarrassing?
Maybe the Young Thug story.
The what? Thank you for reminding me. The way I just can't believe that my life is real. And it's not in a fun way. It's not like, wow, that trip is a movie. It's like, oh my God, this is a movie. Yeah, that's a good one. So, I went to emo night, which, wow, I'm so glad I barely have to explain this. It's basically like my friend Aaron, her husband, and his friend put together this like party that they play emo music to. They get really good guests, DJs, musicians, etc. Celebrities love to go to it. And as a friend of them, I was there. So, I guess that night, Young Thug and Machine Gun Kelly were there. Like, what a nightmare blunt rotation. Young Thug, Machine Gun Kelly, Chris Clemens. Huh. There's pictures, by the way. Like, that's the f***ed up part, is that I don't even have to be one of those, like, people who just, like, makes up shit about their life. Because I have, like, so much documentation of it. Granted, I orchestrated the documentation because I was like, no one will ever believe this. So I'm at emo night. I'm on stage behind, like, the DJ booth, like, you know, like, being a baddie. And I look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. It's Machine Gun Kelly, who is so f***ing tall. And then there is Young Thug, who is so much fucking taller. Young Thug is in, like, what I remember. I just remember him looking like an Eskimo. Like, he just was wearing a lot of fur, and he's a tall dude, so it just was like, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa. So I see that he... This is so fucked of me. I put myself in all of these situations. I see that Young Thug is rolling up a fat blunt, and I was like, Target locked.
I mean, this thing was like, I have fat fingers. They look tiny compared to this thing. So he's rolling in. I'm like, dance. I'm like, yeah, shake, 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 shake it. And I'm like moving over. I'm like, whoopsie, sorry. Oh, what's your name? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, that's crazy. I've heard of you, maybe. So I'm like in the area, you know, like, I love weed. Who has weed? Oh my God, that's crazy. You know, I'm really like dropping hit. Like, I'm like fiending at this point. I'm like, I'm sober. And there's music playing from when I was like afraid of life. Young Thug turns to me, and I'm like, this is it. He goes, yo, you know, yo, I mean, like, wrong opener from, like, yo, what song is this? I think I, like, was like, yeah. Because I thought he was going, like, you want some? Or, like, do you have a lighter? Or, like, I mean, I got a lighter from a friend because I didn't have one. I was like, I'm prepared. He goes, what song is this? And it was, what was it? Like, All the Small Things?
It was, like, Blink-182.
Blink-182. And, I mean, like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, the mission is so f***ing off the rails at this point. I'm like, what is... And I was like, it's called All the Small Things. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, but it wasn't, right?
Yeah, so, okay, that's... Yeah, so I was like, all the... I was like, in my head, I'm like, sitting, I'm like, what? Trying to stall, and I'm like, All the Small Things. Oh, it's all called All the Small Things by Blink 182. He goes, all right, cool, thanks. I'm like, yes, that blunt is mine. Because I'm a nosy f***ing bitch, I look out of my peripherals, and he is on his phone Googling All the Small Things by Blink 182. And I'm like, shit, he's gonna find that that's not the fucking name of the song. So I run up to Aaron. I'm like, Aaron, what the fuck is the name of this song? I don't even know what it is now.
I think it was What's My Age Again?
Yeah, What's My Age Again. And so I'm like, it's actually What's My Age Again. He's like, what? Totally, great. So, yep, that's that answer. Wow, I forgot that happened. Oh, anyway, yeah, I have a picture of it because the event photographer, I went up to him, I was like, hi, I'm gonna go back over there and stand there. Can you take this photo? I'm not joking. I'm pretty sure it's on my Instagram somewhere. I am that sure. Yeah, so that is the most embarrassing thing I have done in front of a celebrity. Thank you for the reminder. What?
Did you get the blunt?
No! You don't think I would have fucking remembered to tell you all that? I didn't get a blunt. I was like, well, this is a fucking nightmare. What? Oh my God, it is time for a game because, like I said, this podcast is really a lot about drinking, which we're going to figure out in the next 100. We are going to play a game that we have titled Find the Virgin. So here are the virgins. I'm really... You're coming home with me, baby. Wow. It's not a joke.
Yeah, I don't know why we gave me the tray, but here we are.
Okay. So, the name of the game, Find the Virgin. There are three drinks with no alcohol. There are three drinks with alcohol. Groundbreaking. Thank you. Do you know which... I don't know what any of these are.
We do, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So we're... Here we have this one. It's so cute! Are you kidding me? Okay, here's a... Is this edible? That has not a drop of alcohol in it.
That has lots of alcohol.
What? What's this called?
It is a prickly pear patsy.
Guys, we can workshop the name. Come on, flappers. Prickly pear patsy. This has alcohol?
That is correct.
That's really fucking good. It's prickly. Oh my God, next up we have this coconut.
Pineapple.
That is so a pineapple. Yeah, no, see you guys, stay in school because when you do, you turn into me. Yeah, I am like the anti-campaign for staying in school. People are like, maybe they shouldn't? I think that's just like a Diet Coke or a Pepsi. Is this a Pepsi place? I hope not. What is this? Is this, I mean, I wish, like, all of you guys got, like, little shots so we could play this together. It's just, like, literally me drinking in silence.
Alcohol or
drinks
no
on
alcohol, Chris.
What?
Alcohol or no alcohol.
Okay, got it, bitch. Everyone always says I'm mean to Jake. Jake is like my dad if he had stayed, you know? Like, it's all meant with love. Like,
thank
it really,
you, son.
It's like, meant with love. Like, I always tell him if I think I took it too far, I'm like, okay, listen. I was mean. I'm down to be like, I was mean. We're all humans. We're all gonna f*** up. It's
you. Thank you, son.
You're fired. I'm gonna say no alcohol.
Correct.
Period. Yeah, I got... Oh, there's straws. Oh, my God. I'm, like, sitting here, like, having frozen... My teeth are so f***ing sensitive. I'm, like, up here having, like, a partial migraine. Oh, this one... Is this a gummy? Like, an actual gummy?
Huh?
Did you, like weed?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Got it. Am I supposed to eat this? What the f*** is that? No. What? Oh, it's like ginger. Ugh. Oh, I hate ginger. Thank you. Oh, wait. You need that? Oh, well. Oh, there was an empty... Okay, I don't even remember what the...
We'll be raffling this off after the...
The bidding's starting at a penny. Okay. I think something moved in here. Oh, this is alcohol.
Nope.
Okay. This is a fun game. Who's having a blast?
That's a yuzu canary, Chris.
A yuzu canary.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Let's workshop that drink. All right, now we have another flappers. I will pay for them, but I am going to take one of these bears, both of these bears, and I am going to give one of them to one of you guys because this is so fun. I will pay for them, I promise. I'm never coming back here. They're going to be like, you are banned, bitch. I will say, oh my God, that is so much alcohol. Oh my God, the gulp I just took was so confident. Try that. That is just... Oh, I have a cult. I'm kidding. I love the umbrella, though. We need to bring these back. I know that they are, like, literally only adding to landfills, but, like, this is so much more worth adding to a landfill than, like, some of the shit that's in them. Like, a printer? Take that to Goodwill like a normal person. Even if it's broken, let them deal with it. They suck. No, they're awful. At least that's what people tell me. I, like, donate there, and they're like, you need to stop. I'm like, I'm sorry. Thought I was like doing a solid, saving the landfill. I don't even know. That was alcohol?
Yeah. That is right.
That was f-ing pure pink vodka. Was that pink Amsterdam?
That's a ragamuffin.
Couldn't have said it better.
Vodka, blackberries, lemon, honey, and mint.
What was the main thing? Vodka? Yeah, no, I got that. Okay. Here, someone f-ing try this. This is like pure vodka. Here you go. You right here, pay attention. Stop f***ing canoodling. No, you don't. You guys have been present this whole time. That's a fresh straw, by the way. I don't know what backwash is in there, but I don't... We're all here.
We're testing
It's vodka. Oh, wait, do you drink? I should have asked. Wow, this is... Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Well, we did kick your water to the floor, so I mean, like... Just, like, trying to be conscious.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, or something. All right, so that was vodka. Right? Yeah, thank you. I just, like, need to make sure that Oh, there's three bears. One else. Someone else is getting one. Flappers, I will pay for them. I'm not kidding. I can't taste if that's alcohol or if that's alcohol that tastes like juice. No. I can't tell if that's juice. Oh, I'm f***ed up. So, any of my friends in the audience, please help me walk back on stage for stand-up. Thank you.
It's called a Sheba, if that helps you.
Do you think that helps me?
Nope. Not at all.
Thank you. See,
let
what?
Let me help
you,
Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay, here. Yeah, perfect. There we go. And just, you don't need to ask, just put it in your purse when you're done. Which one was it? This one? This tastes... I can't tell if it's... I put the fresh straw. I think that's a fresh straw. Okay. This isn't a great... Flappers is like, stop.
That's
yeah! Exactly! What is that taste?
It's
It's like...
There's no alcohol.
You're, there we're saying... There is? How the fuck do you know? Oh, you have it! But did they make it without alcohol?
Oh, there's alcohol.
Oh, there is. What is the alcohol?
It's white rum, dark rum, strawberry, pineapple, lime, and coconut.
So my belly is a big old pot of jungle juice tonight. I mean, like... I'm like tripping balls. You know when people
how many
say
you got right?
One.
Like none? I mean, like how many of them got me drunk? All of them, including the non-alcohol ones. I think this is the bro, there's like a field in here. Yeah. What is that? That's a great question. I mean, we're gonna send it off to the lab to find out. That looks like a fat nug. It unfortunately is not. All right, here's the last one. Dude, I'm like about to fall. The intermission for stand-up's gonna be a long time. That is like sugar, just sugar, no alcohol.
Correct.
Thank. That is thank you to the kitchen staff. I am a fucking bitch. Yeah, that was Find the Virgin. We didn't find any of them, but then again, I didn't either, so. There was a joke somewhere, thank God.
So I believe Booger and I owe you a truth or drink, and so here it is. Booger,
I forgot she sent one.
There you go. Name a time where your mother did very bad parenting in your childhood. Okay, have a great time, and congratulations on your 100th episode from Booker 2. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, I miss Booker so much. So my mom sent me that. I did not watch it because I was like, I want the full reaction for that. She told me, though... Hold on, let me find the... text. She sent me the weirdest text after she sent that video. And I like literally would just like save it. Jesus Christ. Are we surprised? You shouldn't be. I'm like drunk, I think. This is what my mom says after she sends that. I just saved it, sent it to Justin, didn't look at it. You don't need to use my truth or drink thing if you don't want to. I couldn't think of anything to say, and of course, if you're going to end up brutally embarrassing me, I would probably not be excited about that, just saying. And then she sends me that. Like, what do you expect this to... I mean, there's a time that she broke my finger. No, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Backstory. She didn't like go, hey, Chris, you f***. Although that would be funny. Like that I would respect, honestly. It was Mother's Day, and... Oh my God, wow, I could not have said that worse. It was Mother's Day, and we were in the backyard, and my mom was always so active with us and stuff. And so my older brother... and I were in the backyard. I was maybe like first, second grade. I have no idea. I like, God, the way I can just see some of my memories, like movies, is like so frightening because I can't even remember like what I did this morning. It was like around sunset on Mother's Day. Like the sky was pink. It was so pretty. My mom throws a Nerf football. It was like this, it's not like a football. It's like a little mini football with like a tail attached to it. You know, the one that goes like... Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, look at all of us. So many of us are... Yeah. Stole the word out of my mouth. Yeah, especially after you hear this story. So she throws me, we're just like throwing the football, like an American family. I'm like, what was my upbringing? She throws me the football and I'm in the back of the yard and I'm like trying to catch it. And I just remember, I swear to God, I jumped like 7 feet in the air. I remember I was like, this is way above my head, but I'm gonna get it. I jump up, I reach for it. It somehow hits my shortest f***ing finger and pulls it all the way back to my arm. I love how into this you guys are. You're like, what? Did you lose it? No, I sadly didn't lose it. Been a much more fun party trick. So I broke my finger because my mom... I was stoked, though. If I was mad at the situation, it's that I didn't get a cast. All I wanted... Yeah, thank you. Wow, we really are, as a group, pretty mentally ill. I wanted the cast strictly... Like, no, not the attention. That was my worst fucking nightmare. I just wanted it as like a fucking style thing. I was like, I was literally in the hospital. I'm getting this, I got a splint. Yep. What a fucking bummer. I'm going through I don't even know what the shit is made of. It's like the fabric for the cast. I'm going through like the sample books. I mean, with my broken finger hand. I'm like going through, I'm like, the camel's cute. Oh, but yellow would be interesting. Can I do multiples? And the doctor's like, bro, you're not getting a cast. Anyways, that was probably my mom's not best moment of parenting, but to my mom, I mean, no, that's not the toast. To my mom, yeah. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Now, before we close out this episode, I want to do a new segment that we're doing, which is a toast. The last toast was Lizzo's song Rumors, which age... Jake, don't make me look like a bitch. Jake, I have witnesses for this. Jake takes a selfie when we go through a drive-thru. Yep. I mean, it's the first time we've gone to McDonald's in a while. I'm like, no, I get that. I'm a bitch. F*** off. When it's your own parents, though, y'all are like, Mom!
You look back at these memories fondly.
Heading into manipulation station. Jake, there's four angles on this. Like, we have a whole episode, bitch. Hi. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about this. Now, the toast I want to do is like not really funny. It's actually kind of genuine, which is a weird way to be ending this episode. But oh my God, you've been sitting in front of me with a t-shirt that I literally did not think anybody bought. Work. I would Cheers. Almost dedicate this to you. We'll do a mini one. What's your name?
Carla.
Carla! Work, Carla. Work. This podcast has always been something. Jake and I planned this like 2 years, for 2 years in the pandemic. I know you would never think of 2 years of work was put into this, but... we just kind of thought about what show we wanted and what we wanted to do, and I was like, I don't know if I can podcast, like, talk to people. I just went 2 years without doing that every day. It was great. So I got really nervous, and I didn't really know what it would be. I didn't really know Justin and I do that all the time. I know your name is Sam, for the record. I am. I don't know if you can tell. F***ing hammered. I'm not, but, like, I'm... feel like it could be. I didn't know what to expect, and if you told me that at 100 episodes, like 97, I don't know why I can't just say 100. I know, just Chris.
96.
I didn't take my meds today.
Oh, well. Okay.
Chris. Yeah, no, I didn't need the oh Chris, Sam, come on. I didn't know what to expect when I started this, and if you told me that I would have sold out a 200-person venue just to hear I mean, just to hear us, like, literally have fun. There have been so many days where I wanted to f***ing stop this. I know Justin, Sam, and Jake, you guys can rag on me till the end of time. There have been times where we stopped in the middle of recording. I'm like, this episode f***ing sucks. No, it's all on video, 4K. It's the worst. But I feel so lucky to be able to do this stuff, and I never really saw... what it could turn into. I mean, I always hoped what it would turn into, but I didn't like it. Really? I wanted to 100 episodes to the people like you guys who all listen, watch, support, love. I mean, everything. Dragged a friend here. The straight couple. I don't really know how you're here, but living for it. Love the diversity. You are the minority in the room, so watch out. Diamond and Toast. Thank you, guys. I really... This would be nothing without all of y'all. It sounds so f***ing good. But, like, it is true. Like, I mean, I found out an hour and a half before the show that it was sold out, and I, like, was from Andrew texting me, it's sold out! I was like, guys, it's sold out? I was like, how did you know? But I'm so, so f***ing grateful and thankful, and I don't understand how this all happened, especially when I've given so much backstory of my life. I really shouldn't have made it past, like, 10. But stick around, because afterwards you're just going to hear a lot more trauma. But I love you guys. You're going to hear more trauma. I love you. Seriously, thank you guys. Give it up for Justin, Sam, and Jake. Subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. YouTube.com/Chris. Rate and review. And hopefully we'll be doing this a lot more. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.